Its current state on WKAR, Ingham County officials are beginning an ambitious campaign to reduce blight in the city of Lansing. The Ingham County Land Bank is using a federal grant to demolish more than 200 vacant eyesores that threaten public safety and lower adjacent property values. Current state's Kevin Labrie watched one of the first homes come down. A smashing success, Kevin?
In a manner of speaking, sure. Ingham County received $6 million from what's called the Hardest Hit Blight Elimination Program. Officials have actually about 240 derelict buildings in their eyes that are slated to be torn down over the next year. And I visited one of those sites not far from Cedar and Holmes Streets in South Lansing. Ingham County Land Bank Executive Director Jeff Burdick says his team is already envisioning what will go up in its place.
We've come up with staff recommended plans for what's going to happen to these properties after the houses come down. And this particular one we have earmarked as banking for future residential development. It's a good sized lot. The neighborhood's pretty solid. It's by far the worst house on this block. So at some point in the future, most likely it might take some subsidy, but who knows if we plan well into the future in terms of recommended disposition strategies. We think this would be a great spot for a new single-family residence.
What types of things have to be done, Jeff, before demolition day, just in terms of the prep work?
Oh, there's a lot of coordination. One major thing is that the house needs to be assessed for hazardous materials, asbestos, other types of materials like that, and then that asbestos has to be abated prior to the demolition so that you're not exposing the neighborhood to friable asbestos. So that's the biggest thing, but you also have to coordinate with different city departments to get permits. You have to coordinate with the utility companies to make sure utilities are cut and capped. So we're talking about the Lansing Board of Water and Light and Consumers Energy. So there's a lot of coordination that goes into this. And the other thing that has to happen is that the neighbors need to be made aware. And that's not only a policy that we have, but it's a policy that the city has. In order to get a demolition permit, all neighbors have to be notified. If they're not answering their door, you put something on their doorknob saying that house is going to come down in a certain date and time. And as you can see right now, there's already some neighbors that are starting to, you know, hear all the ruckus out here and are coming out to check out what's going on. So most folks have been waiting for a long time to see this happen in their neighborhood.
We're talking with Jeff Burdick, the executive director of the Ingham County Land Bank, and we are at a vacant property in South Lansing that is being torn down today as part of the Hardest Hits program, as it's loosely called. There may be more properties than you have money to pay for. So how do you target which ones come down? How do you make the priorities?
We've already made those priorities prior to even getting this funding. So essentially, we went out as staff 2 years ago to go through our inventory and re-examine it and figure out which properties can we renovate ourselves, which properties do we might maybe need some subsidy but are candidates for renovation, and then which properties are not good candidates because of their condition. And we earmarked those and we had them in a list. So luckily we'd already planned ahead of time prior to even getting this funding to know what was on our demolition list, what was graded out as being needing to come down because it was blighted.
We're getting close, Jeff, because several members of the MISHTA team who are looking inside the property have just come out. The yellow caution tape is out. The equipment is in place. We're almost there.
We are almost there, and you're going to get some good sound in a second. It's really something to behold, and it happens pretty quickly, usually. A lot quicker than you'd think. I watched one of these last week, or 2 weeks ago, and in about 10 minutes, the entire house was down.
My name is Kareem Jabbar Downer Shogri.
You live a couple of doors down from this property. This has been an eyesore for a while, I guess.
Yes, it has. But for some time, there were some individuals that actually lived there for a while, but once they left, the property became something that was kind of uncomfortable to be around because you never knew who was in there or for what reasons. So a lot of times it was better not to go by here just because you didn't know what was going on.
Did a lot of your fellow neighbors have the same thought?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they did. A lot of them felt that this house wasn't secure or it wasn't cohesive for the neighborhood. We know that out of that house, we had at least two people stay there that had broken into houses close to us. So it was always a concern of who's going to be there, why haven't they boarded up the windows, who owns the house. And visibly it was an eyesore because the grass was never mowed and it was, on many occasions, almost 3-4 feet tall. And it was just unfortunate that a property like that was so run down and not taken care of.
So this was a matter of improving the value of your surroundings.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it makes everything a lot easier knowing that this is not something that we have to deal with anymore. Because, you know, the neighborhood is we do care about what this neighborhood looks like. What do we do with it? How are people involved with it? And when we see a house like this, we feel that there is an involvement by other people and other individuals, that they decided to leave and go and not care about how that affects their neighbors, how that affects their community. So it does, it's not a bad thing to see this house go, absolutely. It's a good thing.
We're talking with Jeff Burdick, the executive director of the Ingham County Land Bank. Jeff, what does a blighted property like this do to surrounding homes' property values? And once it's down, how does that improve the immediate surroundings?
Well, it has a tangible effect, a negative effect on property, surrounding property values, and that's been shown in different studies that have been conducted throughout usually the Rust Belt area of the nation. So essentially, there's been studies that show that blighted structures in close proximity to homes reduce the values of those adjacent homes. It also has a negative effect on perception within your neighborhood. So essentially, the folks that have to go by this every day and see that it continues to deteriorate, the house continues to deteriorate, nothing is done about it, it has to feed into the psyche in a negative fashion to have to be surrounded by a house like this.
And that means sometimes somebody three homes away can't sell their home because no one wants to move into the neighborhood.
Yeah, it makes it a lot harder for you to sell your home when you're close to or next to a house like that's in bad condition like this. And once that house comes down, it instantly does change not only the perception, but just the visual line of sight of the neighborhood. So once this comes down, you see a house that's boarded up right now. You'll eventually, once this is taken down and seeded and it turns into a grassy field, you'll have, we'll try to keep the trees if at all possible, and it'll look like a nice green corner lot that I think will instantly improve the perception of the neighborhood and should, I don't have exact numbers, but should increase the value of properties that are nearly adjacent to it.
Jeff Burdick is the executive director of the Ingham County Land Bank, and we are talking about the systematic demolition of a series of vacant properties as part of a blight elimination program in Lansing. Thanks for having time for us today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.